Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everyone. My name is John L. Barron, host of the Break Out of Your Box Blog Talk Radio Show, where we give you 15 minutes of motivation and inspiration. Excited and delighted to have you here. Been getting some great feedback on our shows. We have an archive listing of a plethora of shows that you can go back to and listen to, whether you're starting your morning and ending your night, working out. You can download the shows on a number of different ways, especially via your cell phone or via your computer, and just store those shows and revert back to them, share them with friends, email them out. I want you to be able to do that. We're finishing up as a part two of How to Get Your Way with Your Woman. Recently, on our last show, we did How to Get Your Way with Your Man, and we gave you three ways. Of course, they can be 3,000, but I find that when people have too many choices, they get stuck with what I call the paralysis of analysis. They get paralyzed trying to analyze which one they should do or do the most or begin with. So I'm going to give you three ways to learn how to get your way with your woman. Now, these three ways, if apply, and I challenge apply, because many times we assume that we already know, or we do these things once every blue moon instead of to consistently apply the same formula for success as it pertains to relationships and dating, and then you can begin to see results when you apply a consistent formula. Now, I have to caution you, men, when it comes to getting your way with your woman, you cannot make her happy. Nothing you do will. If happiness is not something that she holds within her, it's nothing that you can deposit in her life. If a woman is hell-bent on being unhappy, being miserable, being mean, and always got an attitude, if that's something that she brings to her own life, nothing you can do to change that. But now if you have someone who's willing to grow with you and work with you, and willing to push past some of the challenges that they've had in their life to learn to love you, to accept you, and to grow with you, then that's someone that you can definitely build with, that you can have the chance to grow with them on a deeper level. So here are the top three that I have and that was pulled by friends and women and research and really understanding. Simple, very small things, but if you apply them consistently. So here's number one, how to get your way with your woman. Being comfortable, men, being comfortable with saying yes. Y-E-S. Yes, I said it. Being comfortable with saying yes. How can you get your way with a woman? Well, think about it. If 90% of the time she's getting her way, then she's happy. Now, I understand that could be maybe juvenile, and you're like, well, what about me? What about me? But take it as a servant leadership role where you're serving her and facilitating ways that you both can grow and get a win. A negotiation is when both parties have a win-win situation. So if 90% of her time that she's getting her way, that 10% when you put your foot down, so to speak, then she's going to acknowledge and listen to that because you rarely are vying for anything. And men, we know that we're simple. Physical dynamics, food, sleep, we don't need much. We need to be respected. Women want to be loved. But if you're being comfortable with saying yes, then you win. Here's an example. You want to know why most older couples stay married 50 years? Why? Because the grandfather probably was a gambler. But the grandmama knew that he was a gambler. So she would save some of his money before she gave it to him. Now, it wasn't his decision to spend all the money because by the time that he got done gambling and lost all the money, she had already saved some. And he looked up 10, 20 years later, he got $50,000 saved. Why? Because she knew how to handle him and she knew how to deal with him, because most times he probably said yes to her in such a way that whenever he decided to put his foot down, she conceded and went with that. And men, nothing is 50-50. Hang that up, brother. If you think that something is 50-50 and you're finna get your way 50% of the time with a woman, that's not going to happen. It will be a difficult balance for you to maintain 50-50. Look, if you get that 10%, can often be stronger than the 90 if you get it the right way. So learn how to say yes to a woman. Learn how to try to give her the things that she needs. Here's an example. If it's something that you can't afford or you're not at in your life, just say, yes, I would love to do that for you, but I'm not at the capacity at this point in my life. But is there something else that I could do that you would enjoy? Find ways to meet her needs, whether it's emotional, mental, spiritual, physical, financial, emotional, and social. And these areas will kind of catapult you into a new dimension of understanding her. But it all starts with the yes. We recently did a show on saying yes and how yes always makes for a better story. So I encourage you to go back and listen to that show on yes and the power of yes. But saying yes, I mean giving it to her 90% of the time. Now, this is to a woman that likes you and respects you, not a woman that's trying to rule you, run over you, and disregard you. So you got to make sure there's some core foundations in place. But then when you do these things, it's like you want her to win also, not where you just have a lopsided victory every time. So number one, saying yes. Number two, in order to get your way with your woman, women need consistent validation. They need consistent validation, that letting them know that they're beautiful, that they're pretty, that they're an attribute to your life, that they bring value in terms of thanking them when they do things. I don't care if it's washing a dish, cooking a meal. Oh, this was the best. This is the best spaghetti I've ever had in my life. Like that type of constant, consistent validation. I mean, no man should beat you at praising your woman. No man should outpraise you when it comes to validating your woman. Like, she could go out and get 40 compliments, but at the end of the day, she know it don't matter because she still got 50 from you that day. So you have to have consistent validation, whether it's a woman who's working out or been working out. They could have been doing it a long time or just started. You want to consistently validate their efforts and approaches. Man, look here. I know that oftentimes men are not cheerleaders that you see on the football and the basketball fields, but if you become your woman's cheerleader and consistently validate her beauty and what her possibilities are, she will grow and become that woman. You don't have to look at the chick on the magazine. Consistently validate your woman. Say, baby, you are better than her. And I know if you wanted to, you'd be on this magazine. Like, if you consistently validate her, I had a friend. He consistently validated the woman he loved and even told her that he had a kid. He said, hey, if you get down to your goal size, and she had a goal size of weight, he said, I'll buy you a whole new wardrobe if that's what you want. And she got down to that size, and she got the wardrobe. And he consistently validates her and affirms her. And I tell you, that is a wonder when it comes to not just the self-esteem, but the overall glow that comes off of a woman. She feels amazing when her man that she chose is. Now, see, here's the thing where you can win with other men on the street. She chose you. She actually likes you. She wanted to work with you. So when you validate it, it means more than the guy at the club or the guy at church or the guy that's walking on the street that may be whistling at her. Like, your validation is so integral because she really wants to please you. And so that is a major, major, major thing. Here's the number three thing that you can do in order to please your woman and how to get your way with your woman. True listening. I ain't saying listening. True listening without change or answers. Without trying to change her, without trying to give her certain answers, just true listening. Listening to what she say and hearing what she does not say. Just listening to understand her, not to fix her problem, not to change it, not to give an answer or solution. Words like, thank you for sharing, dear. You're right, dear. It's a good point. What do you feel should happen about that? You know, ask open-ended questions. But be there to listen, not to solve her problems. Is that true listening for a woman? Because many times as men, and I've been guilty of this in the past, I want to solve a problem, I want to fix it, and I want to move on to the next thing. But women oftentimes don't. Here's how you look at the difference between men and women. Men are like waffles. You know, we're a square, then we got four squares and squares in between. We compartmentalize things, we break it down. Women are like noodles. Everything's running together, but it's touching. So they remember everything, they feel everything, but everything can meld in one, so they can handle more things in one And so we're trying to operate on two different wavelengths. It's like a Mac versus a PC, two different operating systems. And sometimes the man and the woman both wasn't downloaded the same software as it pertains to communicating on the same level so that they can win as it pertains to communication. So what I like for you to do is to try to listen for the next week without sharing advice, without trying to solve our problem. And be okay, fellas, with saying, I don't know. And say, what about, dear, you know, I don't know, but I'm here to support you. You let me know what you decide. Because you want to weigh that decision in on her. And oftentimes women do need a strong man that can help make decisions and clarify, but not all the time. If she look up in the last 9 out of 10 problems you tried to solve, she's going to think you're trying to control her and run her. And you want it to be like, oh, wow, well, I didn't know, wow, he really supports me, but he listens and he hears me, but he doesn't always try to fix me. Also listening to what they like. If a woman says she liked this type of purse or this type of restaurant or this type of music, and you don't acknowledge it, you just surprise her one day with this particular thing. And she's like, oh, wow, I did all that talking, and he actually listened. Like, because most people are losing because they're not listening. They're just letting them talk, but they're not retaining. So you want to retain what matters to her, and when those things matter to her, she'll reciprocate and show you by seeking to please you. And here's what I've learned, fellas, and I'm going to tell you this. A woman cannot deny treatment. If you're treating a woman well, it will show, versus a guy who's not. She'll always revert back to, wow, I could always talk to him, laugh with him. He was passionate with me. He was attentive. He treated me like a queen. No one can deny treatment. No one. That's why when you meet someone, don't even worry about who she's talking to. I just tell you, if you consistently treat her at her best, she'll consistently give you her best, and that will outshine all the rest. So I believe in you, fellas. I want you to win. I want you to win at a high level. I want you to get what you want out of your woman, because you deserve it, because she deserves a great man like you, not for manipulative reasons or you're trying to take advantage of someone. You want to be the stronger man and not someone who manipulates poor souls. But you want to be at such a point where you can be open and honest, clear, direct, and people can make a choice. But you can get whatever you want out of your woman if you handle her correctly, if you're open and honest with her, and if you treat her at the level and employ those three areas that I share with you of learning how to be comfortable with saying yes, consistent validation, and true listening. My brothers, work more on connecting with their head to move the connection to her heart, and all the rest will follow as it pertains to the body that you're looking for. But you don't start off with the end goal of it being the body. You want it to be a greater connection that's deeper than sex. When you can take a woman deeper than sex, just through communication and heartfelt needs and understanding her at the core of who she is, that is a great experience, and there's nothing a woman wouldn't do, because women are built to nurture, built to love, and built to give. That's what they're built to do. So when a woman is not nurturing, giving, and trying to please you, then she's going against almost the nature of who she is as a nurturer. And so you have to look at, what are you doing to block that normal gift of what she does? And so you want to see her reciprocate. And I tell you what, if a woman's like an incubator, whatever you give her, she's going to multiply. If you give her groceries, she's going to give you a meal. You give her a house, she's going to give you a home. If you give her a seed, a sperm, and she's going to give you a child. So she will do above and beyond. So, my brother, I believe in you. My time is up. I thank you for yours. Stay tuned for our next show. Tell a friend. Take care.